Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Robbie, how's it been? You arrived in Coffs Harbour last night. You've had some training today, official photos, and this is the second time you've captained New South Wales, but this is a little different because you're there from the start.
Yeah, that's right. Last time I got the late call-up with Dow being ruled out later in camp, but here from the start now, and you know, we've had a great day of training today. Bit of a welcoming to the city tonight. We're going into Coffs Harbour at the moment, so it's been a busy schedule the first few days, but getting stuck into the preparation.
Now, talking about your skipper, Paul Gallen, he's been there for every game that you've played as captain, except for that one when you skipped him in 2013. That was a deciding match, too. It went right down to the wire, Robbie. Yeah. I remember that one. That was a high-pressure game. But Gal has been in camp today, I suppose, offering you some advice. And just further than that, you've got Ryan Hoffman, Bo Scott. So you've got plenty of experience there as well.
Yeah, that's right. I've got a good group of senior players around me. And, we need to pick up the slack because, you know, with Gal not being there, guys like Birdie and Brett Morris and Chucky Watmo, Jared Hayne, Luke Lawson, there's a lot of origin experience there that's not there now. And us senior players need to pick up the slack and really drive the boys at training. And having Gal here today has been a great help. And he won't be here for the whole week, but I'm sure he'll join us when we get back down to Sydney.
Six changes to that last game last year. That's quite significant, particularly as you won the series last year. And as you know, it had been a long time coming. Plenty of young legs, though. I mean, it is a changing of the guard, and you talk about picking up the slack, but there's going to be plenty of willing, enthusiastic young legs, which could be a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. You know, a lot of those changes obviously have been forced through injury and suspension, so and obviously a couple have been through the decision of Laws and the coaching staff, so there's nothing we can do about that. We just got to get on with the job, and these young guys that have come in, as you said, are full of enthusiasm. They're just waiting for their opportunity in Origin and prove themselves. Guys like Dave Clemmer and Josh Jackson, I think they've been outstanding at club footy. And, mate, I can't wait to see how they go next Wednesday night.
Robbie, you'll be touching the ball more than any other player, but you obviously have to get it to other players. Now, to that end, we've got Trent Hodkinson and Mitchell Pearce, both normally number sevens. Mitchell's been picked as number six. Now, I did see a report today that maybe Mitchell should relax a little bit and Trent Hodkinson will be mainly calling the shots. Is that what's been discussed today?
Oh, not really. I think with halves these days, as you know, mate, they predominantly play left side and right side of the field. So I don't think the number on their back matters too much. But we expect both those boys to lead us around and call the shots for us. And that's what they're there for. And we got the full confidence that they can do that.
Who goes left and who goes right?
I think you'll find Hocker usually plays on the left for club footy and Piercy on the right. So I think it'll be pretty similar to that.
Absolutely. That seems a logical way to go. David Clemmer and Andrew Fifita, they give you plenty of size off the bench. And if I throw in Trent Merrin as well, there's plenty of skill as well. There's some footwork and some skills, some possible damage coming off the bench, which is good.
Yeah, the bench is a massive part of today's game. And you know, I think with the bench we picked, it's going to provide us with a lot of impact. And as you mentioned, a lot of skill and footwork. So we're really looking for those boys to come on, especially, you know, that 10 to 15 minute mark before half time, and really provide us with a lot of enthusiasm and energy.
Do you accept, Robbie, you've probably got to, probably attack more than you did last year? Because there wasn't many tries scored. I know you won the series, that's all well and good, but I don't know whether you get away with that in another series. I think you might have to, be a little bit more attacking.
Yeah, look, I think the cornerstone of any Origin game, first and foremost, is defence. Saving the try is just as good as scoring one in Origin. But, yeah, there's no doubt that we need to come up with some more points as well. So we'll work hard on that this week. But, as I mentioned, the priority is defence, and hopefully we can get a bit more fluent in the attack as well.
What sort of talk has there been about Queensland? I mean, obviously, they're fairly predictable who they pick. They've got a couple of players that will make their debuts. We've got Josh Maguire, and Daly Cherry Evans is out. That news is filtered through now. So we have Michael Morgan coming in. But they're players that you know plenty about, and they're going to play the same way every time. They're always going to be tough.
Yeah, you know what to expect from the Queensland side. They've, as you mentioned, they've been stable in the core of their team for a long time now. So, to be honest, mate, we haven't spoken about them yet. And our preparations this week will predominantly focus on what we're doing and what we want to do on Wednesday night, and not too much about what they're going to do. So that was the way we prepared last year, and I think we'll continue with that.
Did you have sort of a meeting today, a high level meeting where you got everything out about what you want to achieve in that? And if so, what was the main thrust of that?
Mate, we're always having meetings and trying to improve. So, well, I think the biggest thing that we're focusing on is just our preparation. So, last year, as I mentioned, it was a big focus, and you know that if you prepare well through the week and building up to Wednesday night, you're going to give yourself your best chance to go out there and produce your best footy on the night. So for us, it's about getting better with every training session and continuing to build up to what will be our best performance on Wednesday night.
No fitness concerns from any of your players?
No, mate. We had everyone out there training today. So, everyone's nice and fit.
It's going to be a big week, Robbie. I appreciate you joining us, mate, and good luck at that welcome that you've got on right now. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.